Now, if you love the thoroughbred, and you know I certainly do, one of the things you hope is that that 3,200-metre race on Tuesday sees all runners complete the course safely, and that appears to be the case this year. It's not always the case. I want to have a chat here to David Hawke. He joins me from Stridemaster Horse Technology. This is really interesting. A non-invasive screening system that identifies horses at risk of developing injury. It's been developed. It's been developed by an Australian company, Stridemaster. That's where David works. And in cohort with an American company as well. And it'll be used on all New York racing racetracks for the rest of this year and throughout 2022. I'm all for keeping the horse safe, as we all are. So let's have a chat to David Hawke, who's on the line. G'day, David.
G'day, Luke. How are you?
Well, nice to chat to you. This is really good for those of us that enjoy the efforts of the thoroughbred. This is, it seems to me, just excellent protection against injury and the like. Perhaps we start by having an idea of what the technology actually does.
Yeah, so Stridemaster is it's basically a GPS tracking technology, but it also measures the biometric performance parameters of the horse in a race. It's similar to the technology that's been used for some time in most mainstream professional sports like AFL or rugby league. You may have seen players running around, they've got a little device on their back, and that tracks all their movement and what they do during their game.
Yeah.
So ours is similar to that. It's a small sensor, weighs about 100 grams. It's a little bit smaller than an iPhone, and that just goes into a pocket on the saddle cloth.
Yep.
And basically, it collects positional data for calculating speed and timing, but it also collects high-resolution biometric data from movement sensors working in three dimensions. From those movement sensors, we generate over 2,000 data points every second, so we get a very clear picture of how each horse is moving. And we collect that data continuously from the horse throughout the race, and we download it immediately after the race, the data, and it's processed, and the results are available within minutes.
So when you say results, is there a 3D image of maybe an area of concern? Does it tell you a list of times, and you look at them and all of a sudden something's a bit out? How do you actually get that data? What does it look like? And then from it, how do you prescribe what happens next?
Right. So the information is used to measure the horse's movement in very close detail. So we're not doing anything diagnostic. What we're looking for is changes in the way that horse is moving. Basically, every horse moves uniquely. Everyone has a unique way of moving. You and I would move differently. Mm. And horses are the same. They move differently as well. So each horse has a unique way of creating speed. Obviously, it's obviously a race, so that's what they're trying to do.
Yep.
And that's what we're doing. We're tracking that movement. The critical thing that we're doing is we generate, because it's unique to every horse, their stride characteristics are unique, we develop what we call a stride fingerprint that is unique to the way that horse moves.
Right.
And once we have that fingerprint, we can then monitor the horse to see when it deviates from that fingerprint.
Aha.
Once we've got that, we know that that horse has these certain characteristics of movement. And then once we see change happening in that, then we can raise the flag.
So whilst it mightn't say, there's a problem front right, to use that lazy parlance, it allows you to say to the trainer or the owners, hey, this time around the horse moved differently, its stride was different or whatever, and yes, there's further investigation required. Can you pinpoint? I mean, will you find out if it's lame, or just walk me through that?
Yeah, so this is the challenge. So the traditional way of assessing a horse's soundness is we trot them up in hand on a
yes.
firm surface.
Yeah.
And because the trot is a symmetrical gait, we're looking for asymmetry. So if the horse has got a sore knee, or it's got a sore tendon or a foot or whatever, it'll it'll react to that at the trot, and it'll bob its head to take weight off the sore leg and load up the other leg. So you get an asymmetry, and that's what vets are looking for when they're trotting a horse up.
Yeah.
They're looking to identify variation. Now, the problem we have with injuries in races, and particularly the catastrophic type of injuries, is that they're not necessarily visible at the trot. So the things that impact a horse at the trot or impact a horse at the gallop may not be visible at the trot. And this is the challenge racing has. So when you're looking at, you know, if you look at the recent history of the Melbourne Cup, which is obviously topical, there have been a number of fatalities in that race, which is, of course, very, very sad. But but the difficulty is that those horses pass fit at the trot. So the challenge is we've got horses that are asymptomatic at the trot to certain conditions that impact them adversely at the gallop. The only way we can identify that is to measure them at the gallop. We have to be measuring them when they're going fast.
Right.
And that's what we're doing.
I note that there are horses that get scanned. I think that's part of the entry, is it now, the Melbourne Cup?
Yes, correct.
Correct. So those scans might show something, but it's the issue that you've raised is that some of these things don't develop while they're stationary or trotting. It's not until they're fully stretched out racing that they become evident. So this is really important. Does it have to be a race, or can you use it in trials, I'm assuming, or even track work?
Yep. You can use it in training, track work. Basically, any time the horse is going fast.
Yeah.
We should be capturing this information and continuously monitoring and screening the horse for soundness.
How'd you get the New York Racing Association on board?
So we have a partnership with, as you mentioned in the introduction, we have a partnership with Equine Analysis Systems in Kentucky, and we also have an association with one of the professors at the University of Kentucky, who's a specialist in signal analysis. And so together, basically, Stridemaster's been around for 10 years as a technology.
Mm-hmm.
So it was developed 10 years ago, and principally to gather timing and biometric data. And it was primarily a timing system in its beginning.
Yeah.
But we'd always captured biometric data off the horse. So we've always been analysing and capturing that information. So in Tasmania, where our system's been in place for 10 years, we've got over 40,000 race starts worth of data sitting there.
Jeez.
And similarly in the US, our partners in the US have been collecting similar information on horses in training way back since 2005. When we put these two data sets together, we had the basis of a lot of information that we could mine to build the algorithms to detect these changes in horses. And that's where it's emanated from. The actual Stride Safe technology is more recent. Obviously, we started developing that in 2019, and that's come from that information that we had, because we have that information and because we have the clinical outcomes for those horses, we're able to basically reverse engineer what's going on with the horse. So we can pick apart its stride in very minute detail. And because we capture information at such high resolution, we're able to look for changes in the thousandths of a second. To give you an example of that, the horse's main power comes from its hind legs. They act like springs, basically. And those hind springs, load and unload in 200ths of a second. So looking for changes in that, we have to be able to drill down to a very fine level to pick up the changes that are occurring. If you extrapolate that out, say you had a problem in a hind leg that resulted in a delay in the stride of 3,000ths of a second, if you extrapolated that over a mile race with about 230 strides, you're talking about 4.5 lengths impact on the horse.
Mm.
So we're down to very, very fine measurements in terms of what we need to identify.
Fascinating. They say if you in New York, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. Is there any interest in Sydney or Melbourne?
I think that's certainly growing. It's certainly interest in Tasmania because they've got this, our system already in place. So to bring the StrideSafe system in there would be very, very simple. I think as we go down the road and the welfare challenge isn't going to go away. You know, sadly, about 150 horses die on Australian racetracks every year, and the community isn't going to accept that for much longer. They want improvements in that outcome.
Of course,
so that's the focus.
Excellent, David. Thank you so much for explaining all of that. Well done to you. We look forward to the rolling out of StrideMaster across this country and seeing how it goes in New York. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Lee. Appreciate it.
David Hawke from StrideMaster Horse Technology.